Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan behind the glass, playing some Don McLean for us right now. It's 7:23. Anyone have any idea why today is the day the music died?
Yeah, it was the Buddy Holly, Big Bopper, the plane wreck. Is that it?
So today's not the anniversary of that.
Okay.
I'm not sure when that is.
That's the day the music died, I thought.
Today is a second day the music is dying. MTV is shutting down their music channels.
What?
What does that even mean?
They're shutting
MTV Two. MTV Two still plays music.
Done. MTV Music.
Wow.
MTV 80s. MTV 90s. Club MTV. MTV Live. They're done.
So it's just going to be MTV.
MTV. Robin Big, basically. No, Ridiculousness.
Ridiculousness.
Yeah.
You know, my parents were in town all weekend, and they love Ridiculousness.
Well,
like, I put it on the TV, and they're just cackling.
It is prime viewing if you get sucked into it. But when you're scrolling through on the guide and all you see is Ridiculousness, you're not going to stop.
I remember seeing an interview, maybe it was on like HBO, where they were doing an interview with an MTV exec, and he was like, "We literally can't get enough Rob Dyrdek on our lineup."
Really?
He was like, dude, if he was on 8 different shows, we would just run his 8 different shows just all the way through. That's what he said. Because I think Rob also produces like a cartoon that's on like streaming platform and like a couple of other things. Like, he's got his hand in a lot of stuff. And, you know, when you go from Fantasy Factory, Ridiculousness, Robin Big, like all the other stuff that he's been included in, they're like, yeah, dude, he is a golden goose.
Robin Big was the best thing that he did. It was better than Fantasy Factory. It was better to me than Ridiculousness. That show was awesome because it was, they had all those things kind of built into it a little bit. I just can't watch clips of people doing stupid stuff.
It's great lazy viewing.
For hours on end. I'd rather rewatch a TV show. February 3rd was the day I was referencing.
Yes.
And I wasn't trying to throw you off. That's when I hear, like, that's, well, I was like, well, that's because it's about the Big Bopper.
No, I know.
Buddy Holly. But yeah, you know, Waylon Jennings was supposed to be on that plane.
Whoa.
And he gave his seat up to Buddy Holly for some reason. I can't remember. There was a reason to it, but it's kind of crazy. I'm a big Waylon Jennings fan. But yeah, that's... I don't know what to make of MTV anymore. Because, like, if you ever watch Yellowstone or Landman, the Moon Man comes on before. It's like an MTV production.
Yeah.
Like, Taylor Sheridan got his – he's in with the MTV, in which is, I believe, Paramount.
Yeah, it's Paramount Global that's doing all this. It's so funny you say that because I was catching up on Yellowstone yesterday on the plane, and it was the Moon Man. I was like, wait, what? Why is MTV involved in this?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Also, very exciting because Grant McCauley watched the very first episode of Yellowstone yesterday. So we're going to be rewatching this because I cannot wait.
I never finished it. I am like...
I haven't either. I hit the pause button on it.
Well, you know how they came out with the split season to end it? I don't think I ever got back when they came back in with the second half because it was during football season. It was just hard.
I'm telling you, I picked it back up because I did the same thing. Pick it back up. It's so good. I was audibly gasping on the plane yesterday
I thought you were playing that song because you didn't include it in the bye week music segment that we did. And, you know, because you had all these songs that said bye.
Oh!
And I was like, man, you really, yeah. I was like, man, how did that song not get included in that? I guess because it's not in the title, but yeah, there you go. There's another bye week song for you. Yeah, the answer is bye.
We're going to get to In the Huddle in a second, but with Atlanta United season winding down, be sure to join Jason Longshore every Tuesday night for Atlanta's Soccer Tonight. Jason has you covered all season long on the latest Atlanta United news, plus he's keeping tabs on international soccer as well. That's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer, Tuesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and available the next day at the Off the Woodwork podcast on Odyssey. So the Chiefs won over the Lions in Sunday Night Football 30-17, but fireworks really got started after the game when the Lions' Brian Branch smacked Juju Smith-Schuster in the helmet. Both teams swarmed the field. Bo, defend him.
Look, I don't condone violence. I don't. However, when there's like 3.5 minutes left, the game's somewhat out of reach. You're sealing the game. You run a running play, and the play is kind of away from it, and you get blindsided, basically, which could have been called as a blindside block, which Juju threw on Brian Branch and then stepped over, which is supposed to be a taunting call in the NFL as well. You know, you get what's coming to you when you do that to somebody. Do I condone Brian Branch going after the game and starting an all-out melee? No, I think he could have got his get back during the game and tried to find a way. But
right.
Juju Smith-Schuster started all this. So I'm not condoning Brian Branch, but I understand why he was upset. It was a dirty play by Juju on this.
Yeah, I see where you're going with that, and I hear you say you don't condone it, but it sounds like you kind of condone it. But I kind of side with Dan Campbell where I'm like, dude, I love the guy. And Brian Branch is a Bama alum. I've watched his career. There's just no place for that, right? I think you could have dealt with it in real time like you're talking about. And, you know, you could have got your get back during the game. The fact that he came out and said he feels like he's been bullied on the field, that's a little bit over the top for me. Like, what are we talking about? It's a football game, dude. Like, nobody's being bullied. Everybody has pads on here.
Yeah, I don't understand what he's saying. I mean, to me, I don't like that terminology at all, that verbiage. Because
I don't either.
That now lends itself to people being creeped in, being like, wow.
Now you're being picked on.
Yeah, like that. You stand up for yourself. And I wish he should have done it right then.
Exactly.
It was a 10-point game at the time with like 3.5 minutes left. But it was a BS move by Juju. I'm not saying that Brian, I just understand why he was upset.
Okay.
I understand why he came at him. I'm not saying I like what he did. I would have done it right then because he walks up and says something to Juju after. But it was like, no, man, like take his head off then if you want to take his head off. Blow him up then if you want to blow him up. Like,
all I can hear right now is Aqib Talib talking about Harry Douglas. And when I see him in Atlanta, I'm going to beat his ass.
Is Brian Branch going to get fined for this?
Yes.
Oh God. No, yeah, it's going to be worse than that.
Yes.
Oh yeah. He's going to have a couple games off probably.
If you watch Patrick Mahomes in the video, like he walks to Brian Branch. Branch walks right by him, attacks Juju, and then Mahomes sees what's happening. And he takes off into the melee, and then he like pulls up, and then he like runs. He like kind of like reaches like he's
did a little double dutch there.
I'm here. I got your back. I don't want to get lost. I'm here.
little melee double dutch.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait.
In, out.
Okay.
Be real. He should have done that. He doesn't need to be involving himself.
Agree.
That it's just funny to watch because you know exactly what he's doing.
The Jets lost the Denver Broncos 13-11.
Dear God.
Let me tell you something.
Dear God.
I want all of y'all to go back and watch the 2-minute clip of Aaron Rodgers on Pat McAfee talking about, and this was in the offseason, about when the Jets released him and how it went down. He's like, yeah, I mean, they flew me out across the country, and I think this is going to be like.
Oh, he said he went on his own dime.
Yeah, that's right. He flew across the country. He's like, I think it's going to be a two or three hour, you know, have a big, long meeting. I walk in. We say, hey, and he leaves. I'm going to get the GM. And comes back, and he was like, do you want to play football? And he's like, yeah. And he goes, we're moving on.
Yeah.
And he's like, it could have been a phone call. And so my point is, you see how poorly it was handled? Now watch the end of the first half yesterday.
Well,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And here's what's been crazy about that entire deal. I remember the fallout from that entire segment on Pat McAfee, where a lot of Jets fans were having Aaron Glenn's back and saying, well, if you would have just called him on the phone, that would have looked bad. Like, you couldn't have done it to me in person. You couldn't have had that conversation. Like, I think it should have been done in person and it should have flown out there, but it should have been like a 3-hour meeting where it's like, here's our vision. You know, we really think a lot of you as a football player, and yet, you know, we don't think that there's a good fit here, whatever it may be. Like, if you're going to fly him over there, at least not act like a, you know, a blank hole when you're doing that.
No, I don't know. If you're going to fire me, man, make it take 30 seconds. I want out. Like, get me,
maybe that's the case.
Don't tell me to fly in for a meeting.
But yeah, call me.
Just
call
be like,
me.
Hey, look, we're going to, or just do it like everybody else does. Call our agent and say, we're cutting so-and-so. We're going to give him a call.
Yeah, my point being is that, like, people are like, well, I needed to do it face-to-face. You don't want to fire somebody over the phone. Okay, fine. Just don't do it in the way that he reportedly did, where it's just like, oh, I don't know why you're here.
I agree.
We're not bringing you back. Bye.
And then also, don't be hostile with the media. And the end of the first half is brutal.
But the whole game was brutal.
But, I mean, the end of the first half, because they're at midfield with, like, a minute something left, and they are just – like, yeah, we're just going to let the clock run out and then get it to fourth. They get it to fourth down, and they're like, we're not going to run a play.
I got to tell you, because I started doing a deep dive, because we've been talking so much about Michael Penix on play action. There's only one quarterback in the NFL that uses less play action than Michael Penix, and it's Justin Fields, which to me is inexcusable when you look at what his game is built on, that he would be the guy doing less. Like, everything that he does should have a fake handoff or a fake read. Everything he does, and it's only – I think his is 15%.
He has the one thing he has never done in the NFL is make a decision. He get to the point where he's making a decision quickly in the pocket. He holds the ball and he pats it, either throw it away or get the hell out, because you can make so many plays and still slide. You're so phenomenal with the ball in your hands.
I agree, man.
And Tampa beat the 49ers 30-19. Baker Mayfield and co. won despite missing four of their top wide receivers.
Baker Mayfield did to San Francisco on the game-winning drive, essentially, that he did to us. Two guys had him dead to rights, Mike, and he was like, nope, I'm going to go make the first
slippery,
down.
Baby. Get a little slippery and get out of there. It sounds ridiculous to say that, you know, Tampa's missing anybody when San Francisco's missing everybody.
True, true.
It feels a little absurd. But kudos. I don't think we have to love on Baker Mayfield anymore on the show. He's inevitable, man. He's inevitable.
Well,
he's playing at an MVP level right now.
I don't know what Brock Purdy's status is for Sunday night. I don't know what Mac Jones's status is right now for Sunday night either, because Levante, he was already injured. Levante David hit him so hard in that game that he might not feel that until like this time next year. Like, I mean, he absolutely knocked the crap out of him. And that throw, I will say this, that throw to Tez Johnson in the end zone by Baker, the catch was as good as the throw, but the double backflip twirl was better than all of it that Tez Johnson did. It was phenomenal. What a celebration.
Well, coming up, Mike and Bo are going to have to man up to the picks they made on Friday. It is Man Up Monday, and we've got a mic'd up.
Yeah, we're going to hit a three up, three down coming off the weekend. I got Georgia's halftime adjustments mixed in right next to Penn State as a program. You don't want to miss that.
Next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.